Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart along with Luke Burbank.
Hello.
And now is when we take a look at the news decided by the masses. It's called The Most. We look at the best of the best, the most emailed, blogged, talked about, read stories from the web. We invite our crew into the studio. It's our most music. Now's the time on Bryant Park when we play the most. Ilya Martz. What do you have, Ilya?
Hey guys, what I have is the most read article on Time.com from Time Magazine. It's called When Yoga Hurts. It's a look at some of the negative health consequences of the yoga fitness craze. And I think the killer stat in here is 13,000 Americans treated in an emergency room or a doctor's office in the past 3 years for a yoga-related injury.
Down dog gone wrong.
For the people like me who haven't really fully embraced yoga, I have to say this is a very nice thing to hear because people go on about yoga. It'll change your life. And as a non-embracer, I'm glad to hear that.
You know what? One more reason not to do yoga. It doesn't burn calories.
That's what this article
says. Not good cardio. So keep that in mind.
All right. Well, from deep in the bowels of the BPP control room, Matt Martinez, supervising senior producer and director. You've got something from where?
I have it from Yahoo News. This is the most searched at Yahoo News right now, and it's the Nissan Pivo concept car at the Tokyo Motor Show, and it's really cool. It's called the Pivo 2, and it's egg-shaped, and it can turn 90 degrees, so you don't have to parallel park anymore. It's just the coolest looking thing. It runs on four separate electric motors, and it allows the wheels to turn further than a conventional car. And it's, of course, not available, but it's running at the Tokyo Motor Show through October 27th. It's a very cool. Go online. We'll have a link to it up on the blog, Yahoo News Most Searched Nissan Pivo Concept Car.
What about from our fine organization?
Well, from our fine organization, the most emailed story right now is a story by Greg Ellen about the campus down in Florida, Florida Southern College, where Frank Lloyd Wright designed 12 of the buildings on campus. He was actually supposed to design 18 of them, but you know they never got around to finishing them. Anyway, there's this huge restoration project going on right now, and the restoration project's going on because you know Frank Lloyd Wright, while being a brilliant architect, not so much of the good engineer. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the buildings are falling apart. They use bad materials. They use students to build the buildings.
That's a problem.
Yeah,
that
is a problem. So anyway, the guy who's leading this is an architect named Jeff Baker, and he specializes in restoring historic buildings. And here's a little bit of from Greg Allen's piece.
Baker has done similar work on other historic campuses, including William and Mary and the University of Virginia. He puts Florida Southern's campus in that same category.
As time moves on, this is going to be seen in the same light as the University of Virginia and Thomas Jefferson's campus up there. I think in terms of hundreds of years, this will be considered to be one of our most precious sites. And, you know, Frank Lloyd Wright was a genius who comes around maybe once in 500 years, a mind like that.
College officials say restoring Frank Lloyd Wright's legacy at Florida Southern is an effort expected to take a decade or more.
From your hometown paper, Luke, what do you got?
That's right. One of the most read stories on the Seattle PI's website is a story about Edith Macefield, who's 86 rather, years young. She lives in a neighborhood called Ballard, which used to be where all these Norwegian fisher folk lived and kind of had a quiet existence in these cute little houses. Well, of course, Ballard is very hot now in Seattle. They're building all kinds of big buildings. They wanted to build this huge fitness club, parking complex, grocery store thing on Edith Macefield Street. They offered her $1 million for her house.
Edith said no.
Edith very politely said no, thank you.
Oh, I thought she said it meanly.
Maybe she said it meanly. You know what? I just assumed she said it nicely because she's 86 and her name's Edith. But she said no, thank you to the money. She doesn't want to move, so they're now building this giant, like shopping multi-use complex around her little house. I think there was like a cartoon. I seem to remember like a Looney Tunes cartoon where someone has a little shack in the middle of Manhattan.
Yes.
That's kind of what I envision it in my mind. We're going to see if we can track her down maybe later this week and actually have a phone conversation with her.
All right, producer extraordinaire Dan Pashman.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
We got this story here from the LA Times Most Viewed. You know, various occasions Google will tweak their logo on their main page, do little decorations depending on the day. Well, last week was the 50th anniversary of Sputnik, which we covered on this show.
Sure.
And they did a little Sputnik design on the Google homepage, and it's apparently riled a bunch of conservatives who are upset because they don't like the idea of Google paying any kind of tribute to this, as they see it, great moment in Soviet history. And by contrast, Google doesn't do anything special to their logo on Memorial Day or Veterans Day. And so some conservatives are upset at Google, a company they see as being a left-leaning company to begin with.
Okay, my calendar says 2007.
I just want to say, good luck boycotting you, Google. I'm going to use Ask Jeeves.
Maybe we'll come back next week and see how that boycott's going.
And finally, I have one from the BBC News, one of their most read. Miss England is very upset because someone has set up a false MySpace page for her that she says she thinks makes her sound, quote, thick and totty.
Well, you got to explain that, Allie.
Yes, it's not that she's fat and late, that she's thick, meaning not so bright and tardy, like being maybe a little bit...
loosen the caboose.
Thank you very much. She said, the background music on the page is 50 Cent. She's not happy about this. Now, how did she discover this? Self-Googling on Monday night. Found the MySpace page.
Yeah, well, I have to say, I had someone take command of my MySpace page once, and it's really hard to prove to them if the person changes your password. It's almost impossible to prove to MySpace that you're the real person. But I got through it, thankfully.
I smell a segment on that.
Well, that was the most, and thank you so much to Dan Pashman, Ilya Maritz, Matt Martinez.